Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000. Candidates list for Queens Borough President. Melinda Katz, Democratic, Working Families. Aurelio Antonio Arcabasio, Republican. Everly D. Brown, Jobs and Education.
Melinda Katz, party enrolled in, Democratic. Current occupation,
full-time candidate for Queens Borough President.
Previous occupations,
New York City Council Member, 2002 to 2009. Director of Community Boards, Queens Borough President's Office, 1999 to 2002. New York State Assembly Member, 1994 to 1998. Attorney.
Education,
J.D., St. John's University School of Law. B.A., University of Massachusetts, Hillcrest High School.
Organizational affiliations.
Former board member, Queens Symphony Orchestra. Former board member, Queens Jewish Community Council. District leader, Robert F. Kennedy Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Council member and chair of Land Use Committee. Director of Community Boards, Queens Borough President's Office. New York State Assembly Member.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
We need to make Queens a great place for middle-class families to live, work, and raise a family. That means creating good jobs in all parts of Queens by revitalizing vacant industrial areas, making sure we have high-performing schools and homes that are affordable for seniors and middle-class families.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Smartly rebuilding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy will have to be a top priority, so our communities are prepared for the next storm. We also need to make sure our streets are safe by reducing gangs and gun violence, giving kids good after-school options, and reforming current stop-and-frisk policies to make them effective and fair. Finally, I will use my experience as chair of the council's Land Use Committee to create more affordable housing while preserving the character of our neighborhoods.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As someone who was born and raised in Queens, I'm deeply connected to our borough and happy to be raising my two young boys here. I've served in city and state government and worked as director of community boards under Borough President Claire Schulman. I'm dedicated to bringing Queens' varied communities together, finding common ground, and delivering progressive solutions that work.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Aurelio Antonio Arcabasio.
Party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
Senior Manager Info Systems Facilities / Capital Projects.
Previous occupations.
Founder of Crimson Technologies, Inc., Senior Management Consultant for Information Systems Solutions to various major domestic and international financial institutions.
Education.
New York City Public Schools, grades 1 through 8. Mater Christi High School. Mercyhurst University. CUNY School of Professional Studies.
Organizational affiliations.
Frank Kenna Republican Club. Manhattan Theater Club. ALS Foundation. Breast Cancer Research.
Prior public experience.
No.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
As borough president, it is the responsibility of that position to advocate for the people and champion the causes that will provide a better quality of life for all residents. Queens is the window to New York City. As such, I would advocate for better roads, a program of continued beautification throughout the borough. I would advocate for parks and recreational areas with increased activities for our children throughout our borough.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As borough president, you are the salesman of the borough. It is important to sell the borough to prospective businesses that may want to open up offices in many of our currently vacant buildings. We must also work very hard to gain the resources necessary from the city to improve the quality of education in our borough. By 2020, we will have the greatest number of enrolled students than any other borough. If we don't make the right decisions now, we will have failed our children.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My experience as a successful leader, my 30-plus years of professional success in the technology field, my experience and knowledge of healthcare, and the urgent need we have as a borough to establish world-class facilities to our residents. That's what I have, and the others simply do not. It's my experience in bringing to the table the resources that are necessary to solve the issues and provide the solutions to our borough's needs.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Everly D. Brown.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Developer, foreclosure consultant, financial consultant and investor, community organizer, Queens business owner.
Previous occupations.
Developer, foreclosure consultant, financial consultant and investor.
Education.
St. Francis College pursued bachelor's degree. Washington Business Institute, associate's degree in business administration. Dale Carnegie Institute studied public speaking. College of Arts, Science, and Technology, Jamaica WI, Business Studies. St. John's University, Basic Real Estate Law.
Organizational affiliations.
National Auction Network, various civic associations and charities.
Prior public experience.
Candidate for New York State Assembly, New York City Council, New York State Senate.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
Quality of life of Queens resident. I believe in raising the standard of all Queens citizens by direct government participation, reforming the transparency in the borough presidency administration, creating a task force for education to evaluate and propose changes for improvement in Queens schools, increasing funding directly related to community cleanup. Initially, we need pride in Queens and its appearance.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Restore integrity in local government. Create and maintain trust within the system through transparency. I intend to invest in a system so that Queens residents can contact the Queensborough president directly to voice concerns that will be addressed biweekly.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a resident and local leader in Queens for the last 30 years, I have in-depth, nuanced insight into the issues affecting the Queens residents. I specialized in community building during my time as a community organizer and believe in Queens and its citizens. I have the drive and motivation to work tirelessly on behalf of my constituency.
Participating in the campaign finance program.